Hey, 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 hey. Welcome back to Dear Mama. I'm Shy.
And I'm Bella.
And we thank you for listening today, or whenever you listen. Huh. Today, we are going to talk about forgiveness. Used to be really hard for me. I had a really hard time forgiving people. Hold a grudge. What? I was the queen of holding grudges and walked around disliking people, and I was miserable. To be honest, when I look back on it, I was so miserable. So, we're just gonna talk about the importance of forgiveness because I truly believe that forgiveness, while it does free that person up, maybe it doesn't, because the person that you're holding this grudge against and you're walking around angry at.
Probably not even care less.
Exactly. That's where I was going. They could probably give two fleas about you being mad at them and you walking around holding a whole grudge, angry and bitter and mistreating people. And for what? They don't care. They've
Yeah.
moved on with their lives. So yeah, we're going to talk about how important it is to forgive.
So for me, actually I was reading a book, probably about a year ago, and basically as it pertains to forgiveness, you're forgiving a person basically to free up your energy. Like it has absolutely nothing to do with the other person.
Nothing.
And so you forgive them to free up your energy, the energy that you're harboring, being mad, and they probably don't even care. They probably haven't even thought about you again. And the energy that you're just giving it, that you're allowing it. The space that you're allowing it to live in, you're doing it for yourself. And so for me, I used to be like one of those big closure people. Like I need closure for everything, like homegirls, romantic involvement, whatever. Like I need to know why. Like, what would make you think that's cool? And then after you know it's not cool, now we don't speak because. I don't know if it happens for you like this, but anytime someone has wronged me, they cut me like they try to, I guess, make the move first and be the one to cut me off. And I never understood how that works. Like, how do you call yourself cutting someone off that you have wronged? And so I used to be really big on closure. Like, I just had to have closure. And I will say, like, a year ago, it really woke my savage up. Like, I don't know if that's a good word to use, but it gave me a better understanding on who, like, why am I allowing this person to live in my head rent-free? And no, because at the end of the day, if they thought enough about you or cared enough about you, they wouldn't have wronged you in the first place. So, I don't know, you're giving them too much power. And too much energy to even allow them to live in your head. So that was my revelation, I guess, my forgiveness revelation. Because I used to be really huge on like I need closure. Like I don't feel like it's done. Like you could say you cut me off or whatever, but if I run into you, I'm probably gonna say something to you about it, or I'm gonna let it be known that like we haven't moved past that. Okay, but you can't think like that. Like, that's a very juvenile way to think. And for you to expect people to go along with your rules of explaining why they wronged you or whatever the case.
Why? Like, you, what, when you had to have this closure, like if you ran into somebody or you saw somebody or you called them and was like, wait, this ain't over. Like, I need to know why you did this. Like, how did that work out?
Well, of course, like with guys, you know how guys are, like, they don't really feel like they owe you any type of explanation, or it's like a lie or an excuse or a way back in to continue doing whatever caused the friction in the first place. Mm-hmm. But with females, I have had a lot of, I guess, reconciliation with friends that I have, or friends that I feel have wronged me, or I didn't feel like we should be friends anymore. And some of the time it was petty, and I think it's important to note that if it's petty, I feel like we don't just go around throwing away good people, because good people are hard to find, especially in this day and age.
True.
But I don't know. It's up to you if you want to forgive and forget. But you have to forgive whether you want to move on or whatever. You have to do it for yourself, whether they give you an answer or whatever. But yeah, for friends, I've reconciled, what, 3 relationships with my need to have closure. And one of them I still kind of treated like, so maybe I haven't really forgiven them for real, but for one, I kind of treated like I know how you operate, so I'm just gonna know that. But because we're adults and we know that a lot of us probably need to coexist for economical reasons or whatever it is, business or whatever, like, however we can benefit one another. I don't know. I feel like how you handle people after you forgive them is your business. I can't even sit up here and say, because for some people, they'll never, ever get an entryway back into my life.
Oh, yeah, but, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I feel like it's also important to make those types of decisions, because we feel like I said, I'm like a closure person, or I was. Like, I needed that closure. Like, I have a person that I have finally forgiven, but it still makes me angry. So I don't even know if I can say I've fully forgiven them, but I did it for myself, because he was living in my head, like, rent free with, like, oh, why this? Or, you know, you see certain things on social media and why that, or whatever the case. And no, like, you chose what you chose because that's what you wanted to choose. And it don't take nobody decades to learn from a mistake, and that's just period. So
it shouldn't take anybody decades, let's just say that, to learn from a mistake. Because some people, it takes longer than others. Some people just don't get it right away. But for me, and I think when I was younger, you know what, I want to say that I've always forgiven people. That's not true. Because I would take people back into my life after thinking that I've forgiven them, but I was still bitter. Like,
yeah.
And that would allow me to hold grudges. Like, I'd let them back into my life, but you know, they had very limited access to me.
Yeah.
Like, very limited access to my thoughts. And, you know, we could kiki and laugh and joke and play, you know, act a fool all day long, but you'll never get real close to me again.
Yeah.
And I won't say never, because, you know, growing up, I was bullied by some of my really good friends now. Which is crazy. And, you know, we were kids. We were 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, you know, when they were bullying me. And now we're really close friends. Like, I consider, you know, some of them sisters. You know, we're close like that. And it's safe to say that it took a conversation. It took a conversation for them to realize just how it affected me.
Oh, so you have had the conversation.
And once I let them know, you know, how I felt, you know, I got an apology. And we were adults when we had this conversation. You know, we were able to move past it. Now, I will never, ever forget being bullied, because that is a feel. When I see, even like on TV, like on just television series or in movies or whatever, when I see kids being bullied, like, it takes me back. It really does. It's really crazy. But, you know, I was able to forgive and, you know, move on from the bitterness and the anger and, you know, all of the negative feelings that brought me with those people. Because, you know, like I said, when I see kids getting bullied, like, I so want to be an advocate, but, you know, I don't want to fight nobody's kid. I will fight a kid, though, but I don't want to fight anybody's kid.
Really, bro?
Yeah, I'll fight a kid.
At this point, kids need to be fought.
Yeah.
Like with this culture of, like, social media and, like, media takeout, wherever they share those world star, or wherever they share those crazy videos, some kids just really need it handed to them, for real. Yeah,
they really do.
Like, I don't know about my kids. I'm 12, because clearly I'm going to pull up wherever they need me, and that's just what it's going to be. Because I feel I feel like it's important that you even mention your childhood, because a lot of the times, these things that scar us or are unforgivable in our minds happen as kids.
Yeah.
And so some people feel like, oh, because it's a kid, that they don't even have to apologize or even have to address it. But in other situations, things happen to children where the person, they don't even feel like what they did was wrong, because we know how people are raised and brought up. Like, it's so different than what we know. So we can't even say, oh, you knew that was wrong. Because everybody's brought up differently. Yeah,
everything. And I hate when people say, I can't believe she's still holding on to that. We were kids.
No, you hold on until you apologize.
Which is why we're here today.
Exactly.
About forgiveness. Because, right, like, I don't care if we were five. You know, I don't care if we were, you know, just kids. It still affected me to a point where now, as an adult, you know, I look at you and that's what I think about. Luckily, I've learned this forgiveness, and forgiveness is biblical. Y'all, the Bible tells us to forgive. Forgive others. And forgiveness, again, is not for the other person. It's to free you of the anger and the bitterness and all the negativity that you hold on to. Like Bella said, giving that person power. power that they probably don't even know that they have.
Right.
And so you have to make up your mind to forgive, because it took me a long time to forgive your parentage. Like,
I guess you could say it took me a long time too, because that was my revelation. Like, at this point, I don't know, I just felt like I had forgiven every regular person that I thought I had like an issue with. Like, I've had some tough conversations. One of my closest friends, we had to have a conversation when we kind of rekindled, I guess. But it was like clearly, one, she didn't know that it hurt me like that. Two, it had something to do with other people and their situations. And I don't know, we just needed to have a conversation. So in instances like that, I'm like, I'm totally cool. But I felt like I was mending these relationships with everybody else, and I hadn't forgiven him. And while I could sit here and tell a lie, like, I want to sit down and keep talking about the same things, I don't.
Yeah, because at some point, it just wears you down. Like, you know what? We've talked all we could talk.
Right. Especially when we have spoken as an adult. Like, I'm an adult now. So anything that you thought, or anything that, I don't know, I don't care what the situation was before, whatever. Now, like, I'm grown with my own kids, my own relationship, my own home, whatever. Like, I'm by myself. So anything that you thought might have been influencing me prior, I don't know. I feel like it's just an excuse to continue that on at this point, because I have my own brain. Like, anybody who has ever had a conversation with me, they know I think for myself. I'm me, and ooh, I'm going to be me. So, yeah, there's, like, no real reason I feel like, I don't know, a person can have after you have an adult conversation with another adult, and they told you exactly what hurt them or what bothered them, or along the years what might have been a misconception. But once that's on the table, like, that's where I have to draw the line. Like, I could sit here and be like, oh, I think maybe we should talk, or we should do this, and I really want this, and whatever the case. But once I voice that to you, and we have already had a conversation, what you do now is your business. And that's where you have to learn to forgive and sever ties if need be. And the thing about us, and when I say us, I mean Black people, we think that whole blood is thicker than water, whatever. We think because someone is family, quote unquote, that they should be able to manipulate us, abuse us, whether it's physically, verbally, whatever, like, literally do and say whatever to us, and we should just forgive them on the grounds of
being family.
That's my family. And yes, you forgive them, because, like we just told you, you're forgiving for yourself, but you don't ever have to kick it with anybody that's not good for you. And that's just period. That's your kids. Your kids don't feel comfortable around a person, or don't fool with a person. You need to pay attention to that, because one, kids are like the best spirit checkers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. From babies on up.
Right. And I just don't feel like people need to be forced to, I don't know, keep bad energy around. Because a lot of times the toxicity starts right in our families.
It does. Not a lot of the time, most of the time.
Right.
Most of the time it starts with family. And y'all, let me tell you, this is something that we definitely have in common, is we'll cut you off and not think anything of it. Like, family or not, like, there is a family member that I just think is so negative just in their being, and I don't fool with them. Like, if I see them, I'm gonna be cordial, I'm gonna say hello, and I'm gonna hug them when I see them, But I'm not going to sit and hold no detailed, deep conversation. Not even a deep, not a surface level. I don't even want to have a surface level conversation.
Really, bro?
I don't. Because I don't want anybody to infiltrate, if you will, my energy. Your energy.
Mm-hmm. And that's so, and so for that, I need you to stop hugging on these people too, because that is the quickest transfer of energy. So yeah, well, stop hugging them. Stop making your kids hug them. Stop, like, just stop. Just stop. You know they bad. You know their energy is bad. They always broke, busted, and disgusted. Keep that from around you and your kids. Period.
Yeah. You can forgive people. And you know, I used to always tell you, you know people for who they are. Like, get to know people for who they are. Once you know who a person is, you treat them as who they are. Like, you know what you're dealing with.
Right.
So you treat that person for who they are. Let them be, you know, the negative, toxic person that they are, and you treat them accordingly. And you don't let that disrupt your vibe and your energy.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like another downfall for me, like, on top of always needing closure from somebody, like, who did I think I was?
Yeah, like, right. Who do you think you are?
But aside from that, another issue I had was I always wanted to see the good in people. And so I thought maybe if I had a conversation with them, then I can show them, like, you ain't really like that. Or that ain't what you really meant. Trying to see the good in people and trying to hold on to people. Like, no. I don't know. I feel like once something starts to pull, and I'm not just talking about relationships. This is anybody. Something starts to pull that person away in how they act or talk to you or whatever the case. I feel like you need to just let them float on. I do not have that mindset anymore, and I'm so super thankful, because I literally felt like if you didn't want to deal with me, like homegirls, whoever, anymore, and I still feel like this now. Like, just say that. Like, we too old to be sitting here kicking it like we friends at 30 plus. Like, I'm not sitting here faking like I'm kicking it with nobody I don't kick it with. So I feel like the mindset should be that for someone my age, but it's not. And I can't expect that from other people. So I don't know. I still kind of have that feeling, but I'm cool. Like, I had a friend break up not too long ago, and I'm cool. Like, she still follows me on social media or whatever, but I mean, I'm cool with that. Like, maybe you don't want to get rid of yourself completely, which is crazy to me, because that's just not how I operate. Like I said, like, I'm not fake kicking it with anyone. I'm not going to continue to follow you on social media. I don't need to keep your number, because for what?
Here's the thing, too. Like, if someone, you're friends with someone and you guys are close, okay? And for whatever reason, they stop talking to you or stop talking to me. And I go to them and I'm like, hey, is everything cool? Once I come to you and be like, hey, is everything cool? If you give me a, yeah, I'm cool, like, I ain't got no reason to be mad with you, and you still acting the same way, I'm gonna give you 50 feet.
Yeah, basically.
Because one, you're not being honest with me. And if we're friends, then you should be able to tell me anything that's bothering you, especially if I've wronged you in some way.
Right.
So I'm going to give you, I'm actually give you more than 50 feet. I'm going to give you your distance. Like, we going to go, all right, cool. Go on about your business. And then you know, when you feel like you need to get some stuff off your chest, then you come. Now, you don't come back acting like ain't nothing happened, because that ain't gonna work.
And that's another thing I hate. I can't stand it. Like, especially if we have had a conversation. Don't come back and act like nothing ever happened. Or especially if we didn't either. Like, you know I'm heated with you, because the last time we had an interaction, I was heated with you. So now the next time you see me, you can't just act like everything is cool and whatever happened is just swept under the rug. No. I don't feel like people like that should be forgiven.
Okay, no. People should always be forgiven.
I mean, this I know, righteously, but
forget. Like, I'm not gonna forget.
Right.
What you did or what you said. And, you know, you said I'm gonna forgive you, because I need my peace. And especially at my age, I'm not about to give nobody that much power. I'm not.
And at your age, I feel like a friend gonna be a friend. Like, if you're not my friend, and that's just period. Like, I hope when I'm your age, I don't have to still be going through this. Because why don't we know what a friend is in my 30s? And now I got to carry this on to my 50s and be like, walking on eggshells with grown people. Oh, are we friends or are we not? Maybe this week. Like, no.
You shouldn't be doing that at 30.
Exactly. We are way too old, but that's life, Mom. You know it's life.
I'm not.
Like, these females really don't know what they want.
Then treat me like I'm your friend, and I'm going to treat you like you're mine. And I must say, I have some really cool friends. Like, I think my friends are pretty dope. Like, the people that I actually call friend.
Mm-hmm.
My friends are pretty dope. And we don't have that issue. There are moments when, you know, I have friends that say some stuff out the side of their neck, and I look at them kind of sideways, but I address it. Like, wait, what? That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
But you address it. And then you move on. Like, your godmother, bless her soul, she and I have lived our entire lives as best friends. Literally our entire lives.
Why did you say bless her soul?
Because I'm about to tell you. She knows me. Like, she knows, like, when I'm in one of my moods or whatever, or she knows how I get. Like, if we're disagreeing on a topic or whatever, mm-hmm. and bless her soul, she'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to go. She'll just, you know, so, you know, at our age, and when we were around your age, we would just give each other space. Like if we would disagree and, you know, I'd get huffy or whatever, we would just give each other space. And we'd come back a few months later. And, you know, she'll tell me, girl, you and that attitude. Or I'll be like, you are too bossy. Like, you can't, or whatever the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move on. Now, we just be like, okay, you tripping. I'm going to go. Like, I am not about to do this.
But I feel like that's a form of toxicity also. Like, every time you having a conversation with a friend, you shouldn't be feeling that way.
Oh, it's not every time. It's not every time.
I mean, I know not every conversation, but it sounds like it happens often. And so,
I mean, we've been friends 51 years. Like, literally, we have been together 51 years. It's not toxic. Like, you're not going to always agree with somebody. And you're not going to always see eye to eye on issues. Yeah. That's just life. That's just being human. You know, she's being who she is, and I'm being who I am. And, you know, that's just relationships in general. It's not toxic. All relationships don't have to be happy and healthy all the time.
Why though? That's how they should be.
No, I mean, because people are different. People don't always get along. Do you and I always get along? And I think we have a very healthy relationship. But we don't always see eye to eye, and we disagree and we get loud. And that's just how life is in relationships.
I mean, I feel like a disagreement is cool. That's fine. That's but I feel like if about. For someone to know your triggers or know what pees you off, and always push those buttons, I feel like that's the toxic part.
Yeah, that's the
but
toxic
for me,
part. I don't think she intentionally pushes those buttons. I think we just disagree. Especially now, yeah. We just don't agree. And when I want to be bothered, I'm bothered. And when I don't, I don't. And when she wants to be bothered, she's bothered. And when she doesn't, she doesn't.
Yeah, but I feel like my generation, we don't really know how to disagree. Like, you just talked about your disagreements like it was just, like, cookies and cream. And my generation, we don't know how to disagree. We feel like if someone wrongs us or if a disagreement is had, now I need to cut you off. And while I am quick to cut a person off that I feel like is no longer serving me, I don't do that. Like, I feel like that's extreme. You got to let people go through what they go through.
Right.
Or whatever the case, like, people are fighting their own battles in this life. And they're not just our friend or our parent or our whatever. So you got to look at that too. But I feel like, I don't know, as a whole, we just don't know how to communicate.
I agree. I totally agree. So I was having a conversation yesterday with an acquaintance. And I say acquaintance because this is somebody new. And we were talking about the Bible. And we disagreed heavily on a couple of things. And this person said, I'm glad to know that we can disagree on things and you not get mad and hang up the phone. What?
Yes, she or whoever must be used to dealing with people my age. When I say these people around me do not know how to communicate at all, and I ain't gonna say I'm just like the master communicator, no, but I can respect where someone else is coming from without taking it as a personal dig. Like, I feel like we are so emotionally attached to everything and nothing at the same time. But I don't know, I just feel like communication is definitely key in every situation, and maybe the forgiveness factor is dependent on that. Like, you can have these tough conversations and forgive and rekindle and whatever with people who know how to communicate. But a problem that wasn't even really that big is now huge. And now, like, y'all are not in each other's lives. And it was a communication issue.
Yeah. And that's what...
Like, that's crazy.
That's what they said happened. Like, you know, they were having a similar conversation to what we were having, and he said the person on the other end was like, you need to just hang up the phone. What you mean hang up the phone? You talking crazy? I was like, "Ooh." They said you were talking crazy, and say, yeah, but again, we were having the exact same conversation we're having. And I was like, okay, that's a bit extreme. I believe that everyone is entitled to their own opinions. And when you're discussing the Bible, it speaks for itself. You know, it tells you to study for yourself so that you can get an understanding of what it says
means to you, right?
And so, we had this conversation, and you know, the person was like, you know, I'm so glad you didn't, we can have this discussion and you not get mad and hang up. Why would I do that? Like, we're adults.
People do that though, like, especially when it comes to stuff like that. Like, you can tell a person that you're a descendant of camels, and they'll probably not argue with you at all about that. Because they're not emotionally attached to that, even if it's fact. But you can tell the same person, oh, I don't believe the Bible, but because there's that emotional attachment to, or that connection or whatever it is that you think you have with this thought or this idea or this way of thinking, people get so dead serious about that junk.
Yeah.
Like we saw with the election. People was falling out, like, people are still falling out with family members. And it's just like, are y'all kidding me right now? None of these people give two flying flips. And y'all have literally taken this to a place where you have fallen out with family, like blood.
Yeah.
On something like a belief in which white racist is good for us. Like, that's crazy. And it's about, like I said, communication. Like, you got to know how to communicate. And communication means accepting others' ideas, even if it challenges your own. And if that means you got to dig or whatever to understand what it is they're even saying, then do that. But yeah, so many people just reject the idea of anything different. They don't even want to hear about it. That's why homegirl was like, bye.
Yeah,
like, I don't even want to hear what you're talking about. It's against what I think.
I felt that while having this discussion. Like, I was like, what? That makes absolutely no sense. Like, I wasn't mad. I was like, that makes absolutely no sense. And I was like, and then it got to a point where I was like, okay, we're just going to have to agree to disagree, because we are never going to see eye to eye on this topic. And you know, the person that I was talking to was like, no, you've got to understand. No, I don't have to understand your way. Like, I don't have to understand your way. I believe this, you believe that. And we both read it. Like, we both had Bibles in front of us. Like, we both read it. And I was like, that is not what that means. And that person was like, that is what that means. And I was just like, yeah, no.
But who's to say? Like, it's not really a wrong or right when it comes to interpretation. But we be so emotionally attached to our feelings on certain stuff.
Okay, let me tell you.
Like somebody could say, my child look like a dog. And I can argue with you, because what in the world? Like, my child look like a dog. But if that's not my belief, I don't have this emotional attachment to it. So now it's easier for me to either ignore it or like not take it to heart. But if I believed my child looked like a dog, that's going to hit a totally different spot.
Okay, let me say the topic, because then you're going to think it's even more insane. You're going to think it's even more insane. So we were talking, and we were talking about, like I said, we were talking about the Bible. And this person took me to a scripture that said that, you know, men who wear women's clothing is an abomination in the Old Testament. Let me point that out. In the Old Testament. And said Tyler Perry was an abomination in God's eyes because he dresses as Medea for entertainment.
What does the scripture say?
The scripture says that men, but my argument is
no. But we can't say. But I just want to know what the scripture said, because I don't have a Bible with me right now.
I gotta pull it up. my argument was that is not Tyler Perry's person, though. Like, who he is as a person, that's just a character he's portraying. That's not his person. Like, you won't ever go to Kroger and see Tyler Perry shopping in Kroger dressed as Madea because he likes women's clothing.
But who are we to say that, though? We don't know him or his thoughts or how he dresses at home. Like, we don't know that.
Let me find this scripture. I was like, that's just not. I was like, have you ever seen him, like, at an award show or out in public somewhere dressed in women's clothing? That's just not who he is. Now, I agree that it's, wait, let me find the scripture.
What I was getting ready to say is, I feel like my awakening not only made me stop requiring closure from people and all of this stuff, but it made me, I feel like, easier going, like, when it comes to people. Because I don't, like, I go into every situation not expecting much. Like, I think freely. So it's not really many things you could tell me that I won't look into or even try to see your way of how you view it or whatever the case. But I don't know. I feel like I'm just like a overall better person, like communicator.
You're growing.
Like, no nonsense at the same time. Like, I don't know. That's ironic to me, though, because I feel like when you get to a place where now you no longer require all these things from people or want to know why or trying to hold on to relationships that you probably don't even want to be around people at all. But that's not really the case because I'm meeting more people now, more people that I'm aligning with. Like, I don't know. It's just ironic. I thought it would be the opposite. I didn't think that when that happened, like, I would be more open to people. I thought it would make me be like, well, since, you know, the people that I used to deal with couldn't even say why it didn't work out, I don't even want to be bothered with no new people. But it didn't make me feel like that. It made me, like, more open of seeing how people see things or whatever. Like, it made me want to, I guess, tap in more. I don't know. I can't really describe it, but I like it. I will
definitely say you are growing.
Thanks, girl.
You are a better communicator. You don't always pop off when somebody really doesn't agree with you, which was your go-to. Like, people would disagree with you and, you know, you felt like people had to see things your way. Now, you still do that a little bit. Like, if people don't totally agree with everything you say, like, you still try to argue your point until...
Because I just want them to see... Okay, so I think it's important to note that when I tell someone something, it's not because I want you to believe me. I want you to look into it. And that's all you really need to take from a conversation with me is to say, okay, I'll look into it. Because so many of us think the way we think because of how we're taught, not because of how we learned. And it's the difference. And things that we were taught ain't always right because it was taught to us from people who really didn't know either. So when you learn, it's a little bit different when you intake the information and how you process it. So that's all I be wanting. I just want you to be like,
okay, I'll so from now on.
And then the conversation can be so over from now me. On.
When we have a disagreement, I'll just be like, okay, I'll look into it. And then that's going to end the conversation right there. Okay.
Yes. I just want you to look. I don't want your argument to be no, because it's not what I think. If you're going to argue it, I want you to say no, because it's not what I know. It says that right here, that's false, and this is where I found it. then you were communicating like adults are supposed to. But to just be like, oh, no, that's wrong, because no. Like, no, we grew up like that. No, period.
I will say that I do hold strongly to beliefs. Yeah, to beliefs that I grew up with.
And we all do. And that be my thing. Like, y'all try to take it as, like, personal digs. And I'm like, nah, gee, I was just here last year with y'all on the same thought process, the same frequency. Clearly. I'm talking about cheering for Obama, had Obama stickers and all of that. So no, it's not about like, no, I don't believe it, or this ain't where I came from. It's just offering a new way of thinking and then expecting someone to just be open in return.
But you can't expect everybody to just conform, not even conform to your way of thinking. But if that's what people believe, that's what people believe, and you can't change that. Even if you offer what you consider proof in what you are saying, you can't change people's minds. People are going to think what they think. And that's what I try to get you to see. You can't change people. And I understand you saying you just want people to say they'll look into it, but even if
right, because that could kill it all.
Look into it and want to hold on to those beliefs, you can't be mad. You can't get mad at that. You still have to just let people be who they are and let them think what they think and feel how they feel.
That's fine. And I don't get mad either. I only get mad at y'all, people who I
that's
prefer
anybody,
to
though.
Deal with. Long
that's
term,
anybody.
but I don't be mad like because I'm actually
mad. But you get huffy.
I be mad because I'm frustrated because y'all like won't even look into
it, bruh.
I don't be mad because I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna kill myself because they want change. No, it's because I love y'all so much. I just want you to at least look.
Bruh, you be
just
huffy.
Look.
I didn't know about okay, that. So guys. Here are some tips to help you forgive. Like, if you have a hard time forgiving.
I thought you was going to read the scripture.
That didn't have nothing to do with forgiveness. I guess I done wrote everybody into it now, so I just.
Yeah, you did. That's what we were laying down, I thought.
So, it's Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. And it says, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. And so not even at the end of the conversation, because I ended up having to end the conversation because it had been like an hour and a half, and I was just like, okay.
Really?
I got some stuff I need to do. I was like, that is Old Testament, and in the New Testament, I mean, we're now in the Old Testament, we're under the law. That's part of the law. Now we're under grace. And
but shouldn't we always be under grace
then?
No, if
grace
basically
didn't come until after Jesus died.
Right, but what I'm saying is now, because we all came after Jesus. The ones who go by the Bible. So what I'm saying is, because I remember the lesson that you're referring to, that how we learned it, that I don't remember the scripture that he said, but basically saying our pastor at the time said that we were redeemed from the Old Testament. But if that's the case, are we redeemed from everything in the Old Testament? Like, I feel like that's what the person that you're talking to is feeling, because if that's the case, that means we should be redeemed from everything, and then that wouldn't be so, because then we don't have any way to decipher what's right and what's wrong.
Testament tells us still what's right and what's wrong. I mean, tells us what's right and what's wrong. There,
But we still go by some of the things in the Old Testament. Otherwise, we could just cancel that part out.
That's something that we should look up. Let's write that down. That's something we need to study and ask questions of. Because,
well, I asked this to myself when our pastor at the time went over that. Like, we had the conversation as the millennials, and we were all like, okay, cool. And I think I don't want to say we favored his stance on it, but it got started because we were talking about tattoos.
Right.
And of course, these heathen children of ours, we wanted our tattoos. So as long as he said we were redeemed from not being cut and we cool with our tattoos, we cool with our tattoos. Like, that's how we took that conversation. But we dug into it, like, but shouldn't that mean everything that they frowned upon or condemned in that same book, you know, shouldn't that still be so?
I think.
Or do we take pieces
we can't take pieces. We can't take this, but not take that.
Right.
We can't take this.
And that's what I think he's saying. We can't say, oh, because he is acting like a woman and dressing up like a woman as an actor.
Because
it says, period.
Because we have grace, we can ask for forgiveness. And this was another point that was made. You know, in the Old Testament, they had to sacrifice goats and lambs and, you know, to gain forgiveness. And now, you know, Jesus came and he was the ultimate sacrifice. He died and rose again from the dead. And so now, you know, we have that grace where all we have to do is repent, turn away from the sin, and ask for forgiveness, and we'll be forgiven. But that's it.
So what you're saying is basically Tyler Perry asked for his forgiveness.
Every time he dresses as Madea, that is not what I'm saying.
Because that's basically, just think, you laughing because you know it's funny. Like, it sounds hilarious because what? But just think of it like that. Like, you literally cannot pick and choose. So you have to either take it literally or you either have to take it as a textbook, if you will, or a tool to use, like how we did in school or any type of learning environment, and take it as how you're saying it is now. But if we're gonna take it for what it says, then we gotta take it for what it says. And I think that's what he was saying.
That y'all would be really good friends because y'all have a lot of the same views. I know, because I think y'all would be really good friends. I'ma just leave that there.
I know, because you about to start telling business.
Yeah, I'ma just leave that there. I think y'all would be really good friends. Anyway, again, back to forgiveness. I was gonna say forgiveness, it starts and it ends with you. I don't care what the person did to you. And it does not excuse them. Right? It does not excuse them for anything that they've done or said to you. Because the fact of the matter is if it hurt you, it hurt you. They can't tell you whether you're hurt or not. So forgiveness starts and it ends with you. You can forgive regardless of your situation with the other person. And it's, you know, a lot of situations are bigger than others.
Right.
But I know Bella is really good with journaling. You can write down your feelings. This is one way to start the forgiveness process.
Them books to be your best friend, girl.
Yeah. You can, especially, or, you know, write a letter. You know, letters can be a good way to offer forgiveness, especially to, like, you know, I was talking about the toxic family member.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody is in prison, you know, if somebody was abusive, you can write a letter for your own benefit and keep it until you feel ready to reach out. Or you cannot even share the letter with that person. It can just be for you to get your feelings out.
Right.
You don't have to share it with that person, especially if you've cut ties. If you're cool with y'all cutting ties, because that person probably don't even care. That person knows that.
Like, literally.
Yeah. If you've cut ties, that person knows that they've hurt you.
Right.
In some way. But, you know, write it down. Write a letter, journal, you know, whatever you need to do, get it out. I am also a huge believer in counseling. So, you know, get your therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody that's really close to you that's not going to judge you on how you feel. Share your feelings with that person. You know, because you don't have to reach out to the person that hurt you. You know?
Yeah, because closure is not guaranteed, people.
Right. It's not guaranteed. Let me be the one to tell you. Right. And if the person you're forgiving has passed away, completing the process of forgiveness might involve, like, visiting a place that had meaning for you both. Like, it's a process. Forgiveness is a process. And then, again, you know, look into some programs, get some counseling, and then, guys, you have to move on.
Yeah.
Once you've made up your mind, that should have been number one. You have to make up in your mind that you are going to forgive.
Right.
And once you've done that and you've actually done the work, you've gotten those feelings out, whether you wrote them down, whether you journaled them, talk to somebody, a counselor or a really close friend or relative, then you have got to move on. Yeah. You can forgive and not forget what happened, and that is totally okay. That is totally okay. You don't have to forget what happened.
Right.
And then focus on the good in your life. I have a friend who does these positives of the day every single day. I do it sometimes. There are times when I do it, you know, more so than others, but she does it every single day. And it forces you to find the positive in your day.
Right.
Even if you feel like your day, like, totally sucked, it forces you to find the good. So focus on the good things in your life. Like, right now, I am in a really good space. I am happy with my friends. I am happy with my family. I am happy with my life. Except for this doggone coronavirus.
Really?
And so I am happy. And, you know, I focus on that good. And y'all, if y'all focus on the negative, negative is going to continue to happen. You know, we talked about manifestation. You're manifesting those negative feelings. So if you are negative and you're talking about how things are bad in your life and, you know, things just ain't going right, things ain't going to never go right.
Right. And it's also important to know that you ain't gonna manifest nothing when you haven't forgiven people. You have that blockage in your heart that's never gonna allow the things to come to you that are due to you because you won't let that go.
You're blocking it. You are blocking right. your own blessings by not forgiving. That is absolutely 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, the bottom line is you can develop forgiveness. Forgiveness can help you move past all of these negative feelings of hurt and betrayal and bitterness and anger and help you find peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, y'all, but we hope you gotta forgive. Like it'll hurt. It's I'm telling you, it's not easy, especially if that person really did something like, you know, there's somebody that I was holding on to anger. I used to always say, when I see this person, I promise you I'm going to run them over with my car.
Oh, Lord.
And I had moved on. I had moved on. It's been 20 plus years. And I finally had to realize that was unhealthy. That was unhealthy. And I actually had to do some work. And I never talked about it with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard for me. And it was really hard for me until I wrote about it, not last year, in 2019. You know, when I was doing my Facebook post mm-hmm. on my life. Until I wrote about it, then did I realize that I wasn't healed from it or totally healed from it. Like I had moved on in my life, but I hadn't totally healed from that.
Right. And that's crazy that you said that too, because like I was just saying earlier, I don't know if I'm like healed either, but I know I have forgiven, because I'm not, I can't, like I don't believe that you're healed from something if talking about it make you bust out and start crying. Like, right. No, you're not ready yet.
Right.
But I have removed the anger and forgiven. So I feel like that's a huge step. And you can take your time in your healing process. We're not saying heal tomorrow from it and what they did was cool. No, but you have to forgive them.
Yeah, it's a process. It doesn't happen instantly. It's not, you can't decide right now that I'm gonna forgive him and, you know, you not get angry about it tomorrow.
Right.
You know, it's a process, because it wasn't until I wrote about my experience with this person that I realized that I really hadn't totally forgiven. And I even said in that post that I had forgiven. I hadn't totally forgiven. Because I was still saying, if I see him, I'll run him over with a car.
Wow.
And
Mama just gone on limb and say he might have had needed to be run over.
Yeah, your brother.
But I'm glad you forgave.
Your brother sent me, found this person.
Him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On social media, sent me a snapshot of his profile. And was like, when I see this such and such and such, I'ma bleep, 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 bleep. And yeah, so a lot of people, you know, haven't healed.
Right.
Or forgiven, sounds like. But I no longer wish to cause him harm.
Right.
Because I really was like, I'm gonna cause him some harm. But yeah, I haven't done that, and or I don't feel the need to, because now I've honestly and truly forgiven him and he don't care.
Right. That'd be my biggest thing. Like, it'd be so hard for me sometimes, especially like with that main situation that we discussed. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I see it every single day, like favorites and, like, I see it. So, I was in denial, like, I'm straight, like, nah, I'm cool. No, like, I really had to dig and be like, okay, like, you have to address how you feel about it and plan like you don't care or whatever. That ain't it. Like, you literally have to do the shadow work and figure out what it is, because these situations, they start to affect your life, how you deal with other people and all these other things. And now you realize that you can't deal with your husband or whoever because of this problem that you have with this person. So,
yeah. And you know what? It took me a long time to forgive him too. Like, it wasn't like once I decided to forgive him, you know, you were an adult. And then I had no reason to deal with him. Like, I have no desire to communicate with him at all. None.
I mean, maybe with the new changes of the world, grandparent vibes will come in, and then you guys have to be in the same room. Then what?
And then I ain't got to deal with him. I ain't ever got to deal with him. I do not have to deal with him. But, like, am I angry? No, I'm not angry, because I know the type of person that he is. And I know that all that talk about him changing and about him being, you know, this great father and protector and provider is just a bunch of crap. And I know this. And I'm okay with it, because it doesn't affect me until it affects you. And once it affects you, then I have a problem with it. But you have gotten to a place where, you know, you're like, you know what, whatever, dude, I see you for who you are. And because you see him for who he is, and you don't truly allow it to affect you anymore, I'm good.
Yeah. And it's crazy too, because I had a conversation with somebody asking, like, so the fact that you are like, okay, if y'all never speak again, don't you feel like that, because you feel that way, you haven't really forgiven him? And I'm like, no. Because I forgave him enough to meet him where he was. Whether you plan on changing or not, it's not my business. Right. But where you are now, how you are now, how you deal now is what we're dealing with. And I have forgiven you for that.
Right.
So I can say that I know as who you are right now, what you stand for right now. Like, it doesn't vibe with what I'm on. So, yes, I'm comfortable in saying no. So, unless you got another person to show me or whatever, yeah, it's forgiveness. Like, I've forgiven you. It don't mean I have to keep fooling with you or keep putting myself in a situation, because now that's when you see that you're not really healed. You keep allowing somebody to dig and dig and dig when they get ready and bringing up these old emotions. And then you're like, okay. Now you think you ain't here for real, but really they just done scarred you five more times.
Making that, or cutting deeper into the scar they've already created.
Right. So yeah, I think it's absolutely forgiveness if you decide to go about your business.
You can absolutely cut somebody off. You know, because you forgive them don't mean they have to be in your life.
Right.
That is not what that means. And you can absolutely positively move on from that person for your own peace.
Right.
Yeah, this was good.
Yeah.
And we hope y'all.
I want everybody, because we can't be saying like, yeah, we're going to manifest these millions and they heart ain't even right. Now they manifesting something that ain't going to never come.
Right.
So clearly, we're backtracking a little bit, but we got y'all.
We got you. We got you. Gotta forgive y'all, so these doors can be open. You gotta forgive. You gotta clear the path. Clear the path for your blessings, and you gotta do it through forgiveness. the only way it's gonna happen, y'all.
I'm telling you. So let's start healing, girls and guys.
Let's start forgiving, because, you know, healing is a whole nother topic.
Yeah. But to even start the healing process, you're gonna have to let go of that.
Yeah, you gotta let go of it.
That you hold
it. Yeah, you gotta let go of it. Yeah. You gotta let go of it. Because right now, I'm free from anything and anybody who has hurt me. I am free. Right. And I enjoy this freedom and this peace. Like, there's nothing like a peace of mind.
It's different, for real, though. I wish somebody would have told me that. Well, somebody probably have. You know, we think no everything.
Yeah, y'all do.
But, yeah.
All right, guys. Great conversation, Bella.
Yeah, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dear Mama Podcast. Like, comment, and subscribe also. And make sure you tell a friend about us, because we manifested millions this year after we forgive and heal.
Absolutely. And
change the narrative as a culture.
Absolutely.
Period.
And we want y'all along for the ride.
Right. Yeah, we're doing it together.
Right. We all about community and bringing people up, not pulling people down.
Right.
And so
we are, we got it.
We are, we got. Absolutely.
Right.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Right. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.